And now, back to Wednesdays with Winicky on News Talk 1280 WGBF.
All right, Mayor, in this first segment, we're going to talk about the new look of the website. This was mentioned back in the spring when we were still doing our shows that a new website was coming. You're working on it. Because the old site, there's a lot of information, kind of easy to get lost in trying to find the information you want. So
amazingly, the old website, which is now almost hard to even picture,
sure,
was 10 years old. So at the time it was rolled out, we all thought, wow, this is great. Mm-hmm. It was whiz-bang, you know, the latest. But, you know, guess what? Technology changes like every time we blink our eyes.
In technology terms, that is really a long time.
Yeah, that's like historic. So we sent the IT folks to the drawing board, and we went about it, I think, in a really good way. We looked at the analytics. That is the data that comes in electronically through each department. What departments get the most hits?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we really need to concentrate our efforts? We also pulled together a group of, you know, sort of a focus group of office holders and department heads whose offices really rely on the internet for citizen interaction. And we asked them to help us develop the new site. So I would ask that you go out and look at the new site. It's exciting. It's vibrant. There are a number of graphics that rotate in and out. You'll see the Ford Center. You'll see Burdett Park. You'll see photographs from USI. It's really dynamic. The navigation ability is greatly enhanced. You'll be able to look at employment opportunities. You'll get information on our Parks and Recreation Department. If you have questions about the water and sewer utility, about taxes, billing, we have a tab for health and public safety, transportation. If you want information on how to get building permits or any sort of inspection information, that's out there. One of the elements that we put on the site that I really, really like is our four-page citizen summary budget. We have taken a $252 million budget, which in its pure form is about the size of twice the city phone book, and we boiled it down to four pages. So if you want just a snapshot look of what kind of revenues the city has coming in, about $262 million, and where the expenses go out and about how much of that, that's about $252 million. You'll see right there in pie charts where that is. So that document is on the new website. And so really urge you to go out and look at that. Very, very excited about that. Now, coming up down the road, and this is a short road, like in the next, in the next week or so, we have a new Citizen Concern Portal smartphone app.
People live on their smartphones these days.
They do.
This is going to come in real handy, I'm sure.
They do. So if you're driving down the street and you say, oh, man, there is a terrible pothole. I wonder if the city knows about it. Well, you wouldn't.
I'm going to let them know.
Yeah. You might want to not do it while you're driving.
That's
because
right.
I'm pretty sure that's against the law. But, you know, you get to your destination, we'll have an app for that very shortly. And you'll be able to report any concern you have to any number of city department heads. Very excited about the rollout of that. I've seen the demonstrations of it. I think folks are going to be really, really pleased with this, yet another ability to interact with local government.
Now, we're talking, of course, the website is evansvillegov.org. Is this portal going to be available? It's going to be an app, I guess, for your smartphone?
It's going to be an app, and very shortly we'll be announcing how to download it.
Would that be available through the website then, you think? Or maybe?
Oh, that's a little – Bobby, what are you doing? Do I look like the IT guy?
I was going to say, I don't even know what I'm asking. I don't understand these things either.
I'm sure you'll be able to go to the App Store and buy it.
There you go.
Not buy it. It'll be a free app. But
there you go.
But we'll, as soon as that is available, we'll have full details on how you can get that.
That should be very cool. Like I said, I think that's going to be used quite a bit. Speaking of citizens and their concerns and being able to reach out to you, let's talk about the citizen complaint.
Yeah. I thought it was, we get a number of issues that are raised to us, and I just want to let folks know that their concerns are addressed. Some were able to do more timely. These are just two that we pulled out that have come up in the last couple of weeks, and these were things that we were able to act on very quickly. Someone called or wrote in and complained about the condition of a flag at the Four Freedoms Monument being tattered, whatnot.
Sure.
Once we raised that to the Parks Department level, they got that turned around and changed very, very quickly. In another case, we had a complaint of an abandoned vehicle drawing mosquitoes. The police department went out. They were contacted, went out right away, contacted the owner of the vehicle. They promised to get the car titled and licensed in a proper way in very short order. But while the officer was there, found other issues that the health department needed to be brought in on. Mm-hmm. And in a quick form and very quick timing, we were able to get the health department in there to address those. So when people do raise their issues, we are able to get them taken care of. Again, some take a little longer than others, given the magnitude of the problem. But we're very happy. We think we're really as responsive as we can be in terms of timeliness.
Are these coming in through phone calls, through emails? How do if I had a complaint, how could I get that submitted, I guess?
Both ways. You can pick up the phone and call the mayor's office. Okay. They come in by phone, and they come in via, you know, electronically via email, and they get raised up to the appropriate department in a very timely fashion.
Again, just another example of us asking citizens to be more proactive, and if you see something wrong, let somebody know about it.
Absolutely.
All right, Mayor, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about Evansville Voice, these visioning sessions that have been going on, and we're going to have a couple more this month, and we're going to talk more about those here on Wednesdays with Winicky on News Talk 1280 WGBF.